This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Time for another episode of the DJV Health Program. I'm Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, to go through the research that Ken has done as a research scientist and a cardiologist, a preventive cardiologist at that. We are always happy to have Ken's expertise. He lends it to us as he goes through all the things that have been published this week and how they apply to us. And as usual, certainly it has been the case for the past year or more. We're trying to limit, but it's really hard to get away from the COVID stuff. It just is. So let's get started, Ken, with an overview of the number of COVID cases that have been seen among people who have gotten vaccinated. Is this a surprise to you?
Well, let's hope by June, we're reporting a lot less on COVID. I think, me too.
I think a lot of other stuff going on.
If we continue to get vaccinated, if we don't see any new variants, I think by early June, we're going to hit herd immunity and life is going to change. There's some ifs there, but I'm being optimistic. And this week, there was a report out of the CDC, as there were many reports out of the CDC, about what happens to people who've been vaccinated. Are they still getting COVID-19? And the good news is that if you look at least 14 days after the second shot, that the people who are getting COVID-19, if they get it, fortunately, they're far and few between. There's very few of them, and the cases they get are mild. They're not getting into the hospital. They're not dying. So far, things are working out pretty well for the people who've gotten vaccinated, and we just hope that this will continue. There was a bit of a pause in people's enthusiasm to get vaccinated this week, and that's not surprising with what happened with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Remember, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is not from this new technology, the mRNA technology, which the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine originate out of. And the Johnson & Johnson was temporarily put on pause because about 1 in a million who got the vaccine got this very rare clot in a vein in the brain. And so far, that vaccine, which was put on hold just to allow everybody to evaluate what had happened, it looks like it's about 6 or 7 females who are between the age of 18 to 48, so these are younger women, no men, who have developed what can be a potentially serious clot, but fortunately very rare. You know, women who take oral contraceptives, you know, their risk of getting a clot is about 1 in 10,000. And here it was 1 in a million. And so fortunately very rare. And we hear that later in the week, and I know Doug never likes me to tell you where you are, but it's a little hard right now. When you hear this show, it may have already been announced what's happening to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, because Dr. Fauci let us know earlier in the week that they expect by the end of the week where we're recording this show that there will be an announcement about what's going to happen to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. And I predict that at the end of this week that we're recording the show, it'll be announced that Johnson & Johnson vaccine is coming back, but it'll be recommended that women between the ages of 18 and 48 not get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Get either the Moderna.
So That brings around something that is not, well, I guess it is a medical question to a point, because Fauci is so identified with the medical community. There are those who refer to it as Fauci fatigue. This week, Fauci not only was talking about COVID, but he also, I think, Monday or Tuesday of this week, made a statement for the record about the problems with racial violence, and that being a national epidemic as well. I'm thinking, okay, what's this guy really in charge of, and why is he talking about something that has nothing to do with COVID? He doesn't have enough to do, that he goes on Good Morning America and says, yes, all these shootings are a national epidemic. What's that got to do with what his job is? I guess it's like that, back to the
you're
term.
Asking, you're asking the wrong person.
No, I don't think I'm asking the wrong person. I think I didn't expect to get a response out of you. That's different than asking the wrong person under the circumstances. Hey, welcome in to KUJ, 1420 AM, adding the DJV Health Program to its lineups on Saturday, I believe, and Sunday as well. That's Walla Walla, for those of you who are not washed in that, Ken. Walla Walla, Washington, Kennewick, that whole area there. A lot of people listening, and we're happy to have your company, and I'm sure you're going to be happy with what you get out of listening to this program. So again, thanks very much to the folks listening newly this week to KUJ Radio. All right, so let's move into another facet conversation about what is good. We always are talking about sleep and what happens. As a matter of fact, the worry keeping Americans up at night, insomnia rates have doubled, Ken, with this whole problem the past year. So what does that mean in terms of numbers? Is it millions of Americans are not able to get a good night's rest because of their worry about whether they get it or they don't get it, or whether somebody's going to be exposed to it, et cetera?
All right. This is an amazing number of people, Doug. You asked me how many. Take a guess. You were rich. Take a guess. On a normal night before COVID-19, you go back to 2018, way before anybody even heard of any virus. What percent of Americans have trouble falling asleep, would you say? Put a number. What percent of Americans?
One half of 1%.
Wow, you are the ultimate optimist. In a normal night, 10 to 30% of Americans have insomnia.
No. Really? Is that why Ellen had 3 glasses of that weed drink? You know that she said she takes that because she can't go to sleep, so she drinks some kind of weed drink to go to sleep.
Again, you're asking the wrong guy.
I'm asking about. I'll go back to insomnia rates then. That is an amazing number. That does catch me off guard. Yeah,
insomnia is a huge problem, and this is also out of the American Academy of Sleep, which is a very, very good organization, which works hard to conquer all these sleep issues. And what they have come up with is that the insomnia rate currently is up to 60%.
Whoa.
Right now.
Good Lord.
And it's,
my heaven.
And it represents the enormity of the mental stress that's going on in this world.
Well, there are all kinds of related things to it. A lot of people who have lost their businesses.
Correct.
Because of the unnecessary shutdown of the country and the world.
Yes.
Yeah.
Economics,
right,
is a big issue. Mm-hmm. Fear of getting COVID is a big issue. Fear of what to do about the vaccine. Fear of their family and friends getting injured and life changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a representation of right now of what's going on. Fear of all these issues that, unfortunately, our leaders, instead of making us come together, you know, there's this fear of this divide in this country.
Yeah, that's all political.
Unfortunately.
Too. Yeah, well, then there is that business about whether to wear a mask and how much is too much and how much isn't enough, et cetera. We'll get to that in a few moments here as we continue to focus on your health and well-being. And as it relates to COVID, we're on top of that, number one in the country for discussing this problem. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mondura, Florida. Should you have the opportunity, should you want the opportunity, you can have the opportunity to converse with Ken about a myriad of things. He's a very good generalist, even though specializes in cardiology. You can connect with him. 352-735-1400. That's Ken's office at Lake Cardiology. 352-735-1400. What a great opportunity to engage in telemedicine, which is one of the new things coming out of COVID for sure. 325-735-1400. A lot of time, you know, we just talk about sleep and what happens, and how many times have you heard me talking about MyPillow and the various things that they have given to us there at the factory to help us get a better night's sleep, whether it's the sheets themselves, the pillows, the pillowcases, the mattress topper, the mattress itself, all kinds of things. There's a lot of proprietary technology that now they are using in the design of the new My Slippers. My Slippers made with a very exclusive three-tier cushioning system that was created by the folks at MyPillow exclusively. In the fill, there is, well, there's MyPillow fill, there's Impact gel, and there's Comfort Memory foam. So fill, gel, and foam, and that's what you're going to get in either of the two designs, so your feet will never feel the same. Very comfortable all the time. You can wear them inside, outside. They're protected if you wear them outside. If you prefer a moccasin look, which is what I got from them, it's kind of cool and very supportive, but they also have a new slip-on style as well. My Slippers, available right now in a variety of colors and sizes, 40% off the regular price. My Slippers at MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials. There's a square page there. Use the promo code DJV and take advantage of the deep discounts. 40% off these My Slippers, but also the discount applies to all the other MyPillow products that are there. The sheets, the mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets. Check it out and buy with confidence when you go to MyPillow.com, okay? Check it out, MyPillow.com. When you check out, use the discount code DJV for all of your purposes. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, our DJV Health podcast with Ken. Actually, we talked about Fauci fatigue in our get-together. We talk about the vaccines, all of the stuff. Up to date as usual, you will become that if you check out the DJV Health Show podcast, DJVHealthShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-Mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day Health. Okay, so I promised we'd talk more about masks, Ken, because this has become a big deal this week, whether to wear them or not. In public, if you're not around anybody, I don't wear a mask in public if I'm not around anybody. I think you see people in cars by themselves. What the hell are you wearing a mask for? As a matter of fact, there's some people who think wearing certain types of masks will be bad for you down the road because some of the things get into your body. I don't know what to believe, frankly, anymore here. I know that you've looked at the fit and whether we're supposed to wear one or two and where we're supposed to wear them. So you want to give us some clarification on that from your perspective, your research?
Well, let's talk in general. Do you know any surgeons?
I do.
Are they pretty healthy?
Let me think. I wasn't thinking about it. Yes. One fellow I saw the brain guy. He's very healthy.
And
yeah.
From their 20s to late in life, they're in masks most of the day. So, you know,
are they the same mask that we're wearing out in public during this whole thing? Is it the same mask design?
It depends what you're buying. Mm-hmm. And much of it is, but like anything else, there's good, there's different levels of quality, and there are different levels of quality of masks.
So what are you using? What kind of a mask do you use, and what do you provide your staff in your clinic? What are they wearing?
Well, we use a 3 or a 4-ply surgical mask, level 3 mask, and I'm trying to buy American, and there are some different quality masks.
You can be sure the stuff that came from China is not quality. That's number one.
Some of it is, and some of it really ranges. But I've been trying to buy masks made in America, level 3,
And that's how effective they are.
How hard are they to get, and how expensive are they?
They're not hard to get at all. I just
Can the average person go to the store or drugstore or someplace and get them?
Yes, you can go online to the usual places and find plenty of them now. A year ago, it was very hard.
Right.
Now there's plenty of them.
Yeah, right.
And
all right,
they're all over the place. And right, this is a transition period. And I'm hoping in 6 weeks my advice is totally different. Because once we remember, with a virus, the specifically COVID-19 virus. COVID-19 virus cannot live if it doesn't have a human source to survive.
Mm-hmm.
So the way to get rid of COVID-19 is to eliminate any of the human sources for the virus to survive. The virus can't survive for long outside of a human body. And that's the whole idea behind herd immunity. You get about 70-80% of the humans either with natural immunity from being exposed to the actual virus or getting immunized with the vaccine, and you eliminate enough of the homes, the human homes, for the virus, and the virus goes away. So the best reason to get vaccinated is not so much for yourself, but as a group, as a team, to eliminate this virus. And that's what we're hoping to get to by early June, and then we can all get rid of these masks.
All right, so there's more vaccine information. We're going to talk about that, whether we have enough, whether we've got too much. Also, what do you do if you're pregnant? Is there going to be need for a third shot? And that kind of stuff. And how do we get people, how do we entice people to get vaccinated? All those things will come up in subject matter as we continue our discussion here on Good Day on DGV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is with me. I'm Doug Steffen, coming up to half the...
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
COVID cases rising to dangerous levels overseas. India breaking world records 3 days in a row for most new cases. Saturday they announced almost 347,000 new cases and over 2,600 deaths. That's the country's highest single-day death toll of the pandemic. On top of that, hospitals in India reporting a short supply of oxygen. Good news in the U.S., though. Federal health officials Friday approved using the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again, effective immediately. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We have three safe and effective options for a COVID-19 vaccine in this country. And the J&J is an important vaccine offering key advantages, including its single-dose option and its viability when the supply chain may not allow for freezers.
The vaccine paused over a week ago after reports of blood clots in some recipients. 15 women now reporting blood clots after getting the vaccine. Three of them die. That's out of 4 million women that have received it. This is USA Radio News. More Americans returning to normal as more of us get vaccinated. That transition back to pre-COVID activities can be stressful for some, though. Florida psychiatrist Dr. Daniel Bober on CBS News Friday with advice for those struggling.
You have to think about going into a swimming pool. You don't have to dive into the deep end. You just dip your foot into the water. So instead of going back into an office full of people, maybe start off slow. Maybe ride a bus once a week or go for a walk with a friend. You don't have to dive right in. Just take it one step at a time.
You can find tips on how to deal with COVID-related stress at cdc.gov. As part of our national return to normal, President Biden will meet face-to-face with more world leaders. The White House announcing Friday Biden will visit the U.K. for a G7 summit and Belgium for a NATO summit, both visits coming in June. This will be his first international trip since taking office. One issue Biden and our allies might discuss, Russia. Opposition leader Alexei Navalny ending his hunger strike Friday for 24 days. The hunger strike, a protest against what he calls his politically motivated imprisonment. This is USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Second half hour of our DJV get-together, DJV Health, Dr. Ken in this hour, Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, practicing cardiology for 35 years down in that neck of the woods, certainly expertise galore. He's always counted on by the American Heart Association to give advice. His advice is good. So if you're in touch with him, you can be sure you're getting treated the right way. So connect with him, 352-735-1400. Got nothing to lose and lots to gain by talking to Ken. All right, let's go back to the discussion of vaccines. And the first question is whether or not we have too much supply perhaps coming. Will it outstrip demand? And if that's the case, then what do we do with it? Do we send it to, because there are plenty of places in the world that still don't have anywhere near. Look at India. They don't have enough. A lot of people don't even want to get the shots there. And as we were saying earlier, there is a certain amount of fatigue attached to the discussion and whether people want to get it. The J&J thing certainly hasn't done anything that helps people say, oh, yeah, I want to get a shot of that. So is that part of the reason for the oversupply, do you think, Ken?
Okay, well, let's back up for a second. You asked a lot of things there. The big picture, the supply, both the supply and both the demand of all of the vaccines is changing day to day. And let's just look at and see how that affects things. If you look worldwide, there is a fourth wave occurring in a number of countries, and the common thread, it's occurring in the countries that are not getting vaccinated. There's a wide disparity between effectiveness, between vaccination rates worldwide. You look at a country like Israel, who is ahead of everybody vaccinating, and there it's 60 to 70% of the country already vaccinated. And then you look at some of the other countries in the world who have had minimal vaccinations. That is where the fourth wave is really hitting. And if you look in America, which is doing well vaccination rate, you know, it's been estimated that at least 50% of American adults have at least one shot, 25% are fully vaccinated. And you look, there are pockets where there's increasing rates of illness, but what's dramatic in America, the death rates, the hospitalizations are down in most places throughout the country. And it's all based on vaccination. Now, the supply in America, a vaccine has been pretty good, but up until this week, the demand was still ahead of the supply. But I think the Johnson & Johnson losing that vaccine has created among a lot of people who were thinking about getting vaccinated just in general to put a pause on the vaccine. And I'd like to reassure everybody that the mRNA vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer, have excellent safety records, and one should be more concerned about the virus than the vaccine. And you're not only helping yourself, but the main reason to get vaccinated is it helps everybody, yourself, your family, your friends, because the way we're going to get our lives back is by getting to herd immunity, and that's only going to occur when enough of us all get vaccinated.
Right. Okay. So we got that now. The third shot question. One of the chief medical officers of the company Pfizer BioNTech has been on television talking about a third shot. You've had two shots of COVID. The Pfizer, we both have had the Pfizer vaccine. So this guy says now that he expects people will need to get vaccinated against the virus every year, just like the flu. What do you make of that?
Well, again, this is a crystal ball question, Doug. One of the scientists at their partner company at Pfizer, BioNTech, also said this week, it's a woman who stated that she thinks we're also going to need a booster and felt more strongly about that, but also felt somewhat likely that we're going to need a yearly shot like we do with the flu vaccine. I think, and then you heard people like Dr. Fauci get all worked up saying that this needs to be a public health decision, not an industry decision. And again, I think that it's just too early to tell. It's a crystal ball question. It just depends on the variants that are out there. So far, the vaccines that we've all had that are already available, and the ones those of us waiting to get, have kept the severity of the variant illnesses to a mild level if you get it, and keeping you out of the hospital and alive. If that changes or there are new variants, then we're definitely going to need a booster. Or if there is a new variant next year, we're going to need an annual shot. So a lot of this is waiting to be seen. And the good news is these mRNA vaccines can be made quickly, unlike the old technology, which takes many months. And if there's a variant there, they can quickly change the booster, what's in it with this mRNA technology. So it's great technology. It's fast. It gets out there quickly to the public as it's needed. But whether we need it or not still remains to be seen. It's not going to surprise me if we need a third shot, and whether we need an annual shot, no one knows.
I think we talked about pregnant women and whether they should get a shot or how to know whether they ought to get a shot. Apparently, there's been a lot of studying about this in the last few weeks, and the report suggests that women who have gotten either Moderna or Pfizer while pregnant are okay. The rates of miscarriage and premature births are not seemingly a problem. How does that square with what we were talking about earlier as to age of people, suggesting that younger people, I think that's what you said, if I heard you correctly, ought not to get the J&J vaccine? Is there a relationship between the two there or not?
Well, the mRNA vaccines, right now, if you are pregnant, I would have no problem recommending it. That's what the studies are showing. They're safe. And the studies were showing that all the vaccines were safe. But we just recently learned about the J&J in these, in this small group of young women. And we haven't yet heard. That's a big question that we're waiting to hear the end of this week, whether to hear about the common threads among these six or seven women. Were any pregnant? Were any on birth control pills? We just don't have publicly, even to the physicians yet, the common threads among those. All we know is they were all women, and the age range was 18 to 48. No men, no one older. So it just seems to me that right now women should be getting the mRNA vaccine, especially if you're between the age of 18 and 48. And I would not have concern. Pregnant women can safely get the mRNA vaccines, the Moderna and the Pfizer. That's what all the studies are showing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's an update on that. Here's an update on the way to lose weight and keep it off. You've heard me for the last 4 years or so talk about the value of calotrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, extolling the value and virtue of a weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants in it, doesn't have drugs, doesn't have any gluten. So I sort of recoil sometimes in thinking about or talking about what selling something by telling you what it doesn't do or what it doesn't have. I think maybe the better approach, as I think about it, is to tell you what it does have and how it does work, why you should choose Calitrin as the healthiest option in weight loss. In the weight loss routine, keeping the weight off is actually the most important thing. It is difficult to lose the weight, but it's more difficult to keep it off. So here we have this scientifically proven combo of collagen protein and digestive enzymes that aid the body in the repair and rebuilding of lean muscle, which then brings you around. It's the industry's highest standard for qualification, and this is because it doesn't have anything in it that's going to affect you negatively. It's all positive, proven too by all kinds of research over the 24 years they've been in business that this thing works. Lose weight the safe way. If you have questions, I can't give you in 60 seconds the whole routine. Take you a little bit of time, but devote some time to going to toploss.com, their website, toploss.com, and see what the satisfaction quotient is, how this works, why it's good for your body, when to take it, you know, the whole thing, results to expect. Check it all out. I think you'll decide it is the healthy, the right thing to do. Lose weight, keep it off the safe way. Calitrin at toploss.com. And when you check out, make sure you use the DJV code for the best discounts. There are spring specials now. Fabulous stuff going on in terms of purchase of the product, and you don't have to pay shipping charges. That's toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code at checkout. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive three-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, MyPillow.com.
Run with us on a John Deere Z365R Z-Track mower, built for taking it easy. With the Easy Change 30-second oil change system and standard mulch control to control your clippings without any extra effort. Because lawns aren't just for mowing, they're for living. Nothing runs like a deer.
Get a new Z300 Series 0-turn mower with 0% APR for 24 months at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Printing you new signs for the times.
Get back to business with custom printed signs and sales materials. Staples has hundreds of designs to choose from, or just upload your own.
And now at Staples, get 15% off signs, posters, or decals when you spend $75 or more.
Some items printed same day when ordered before 2 p.m.
Save big on custom printing at Staples.
Ends 5/29/21. Exclusions apply. Limit one offer per customer. See store associate or visit staples.com/signage for details.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
All right, now back to the last, maybe I keep my fingers crossed here. Maybe it is and maybe it isn't. The idea that the administration is going to offer tax credits to help spur vaccinations, and I don't think I'm asking the wrong guy here. Oftentimes we get to politics, we don't talk much about it because it doesn't have a bearing. But because of the diminished demand for the shots because of J&J, there's like only 50% of adults are at least either fully or partially vaccinated. 130 million Americans haven't gotten anything so far. So the vaccine hesitancy problem, the rolling out of shots, do you think? I wonder what your patients, your clients in your clinic would say, Ken, if they were in a small business and they looked at, they said, okay, I can get $511 a day for anybody that goes to get a shot. This is a good deal. I want my employees to get shots, and I'm going to get paid when they're not here. Well, what's wrong with this?
If I understand what's happening, and I haven't seen the details yet, I just heard that there were going to be tax incentives to businesses to allow their employees time off to go get vaccinated.
Yeah.
To my opinion, you know, anything that will help the situation to get us all to herd immunity as soon as possible, that is safe and effective, is a good idea. And it's going to take some incentives right now because we are getting, you know, the low-hanging fruit, I think, has already been vaccinated. And there's definitely a segment of the population that doesn't want to budge about the vaccine. And it is sad because it's putting all of us in jeopardy.
At risk, yep. All right, so that's a good overview. In a moment, we continue here with a focus on your questions for Dr. Ken, general things, specific things. I think I have one more question about COVID, which I will ask you, that has been on my mind because I'm a person that gives blood, but I want to know about plasma. So we'll get to that in a matter of moments. Yes, topic coming next. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken here on the DJV Health Program.
Think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
No doubt you've seen them on the roads, electric vehicles. And as the EV market share continues to rise, we asked Signature Electric's Mark Marmer about the history of the electric car.
So we have the hybrid electric vehicle. So that might have been what we remember sort of as the original Prius. It didn't plug into anything, but it had a battery in it. So you got better mileage, but there's nowhere to plug the vehicle in at all. And then came sort of the plug-in hybrid electric vehicle. So now this is a vehicle that has both some kind of gasoline engine and a battery and a place to plug in. And then you get into the straight electric vehicle. So this is a vehicle that plugs in And that's the only way it has energy. If the battery were to run out, there's no other place for it to get energy, and it relies completely being plugged in.
So that's like the Chevy Bolt EV or Teslas you see on the roads today. More on the benefits of electric cars tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let's get to questions for Dr. Ken here on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Ken Kronhaus from his clinic, Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. It turns out, apparently, Ken, that plasma is not a miracle COVID treatment. What do you say for the people who have gone that route and are desperate to know what the real answer is?
Well, what you're talking about is when people are infected, then after they recover, getting their plasma, because there's natural immunity antibodies in their plasma, and then transfusing them acutely to people that are ill. Fortunately, in time, we came up from Lilly and Regeneron with monoclonal antibody therapy. You remember President Trump, his life, I bet, was saved because he got the Regeneron monoclonal antibody. So we don't have to rely on human plasma to get the antibody. We now have, as a therapy, this is different than the vaccine. This is you get ill. We're not trying to prevent illness. You get ill, and if the illness is severe enough early on, or you're at risk personally of getting severe illness because you have risk factors for it, then call up the nearby ERs, emergency rooms, see which of them are giving the monoclonal antibody and go get it. So the monoclonal antibody therapy, which is an infusion, is so much more effective than trying to go and get people's plasma and searching for their antibodies in their plasma because they've been infected.
It's a stretch then. That's what it sounds like.
We now have a much better way of getting you the antibody. We can, we have manufactured it thanks to Regeneron and Eli Lilly. It's just an amazing wonder of modern medical science. We now can make a monoclonal antibody against viruses, and this is going to be a therapy going into the future where we're going to be treating these bugs with monoclonal antibodies that are manufactured. It's amazing. It's a whole new world in our tool chest. Hopefully we'll be also using this against cancers more and more. We've begun to do that, but these monoclonal antibodies, specific antibodies targeted specifically against the disease, is just a wonderful way to fight disease.
All right. So here's a question from somebody who's concerned about all of these various viruses. I remember the bird flu, and this question comes around with a query about a new bird flu. Can it jump to humans? Apparently it's out there. Do you remember, when did we talk about the bird flu? It's been within the time that you and I have been together on the air, which is, what, now 14, 15 years. Bird
flu. Well, bird flu or avian influenza, Doug, has been around for a while. It's the influenza virus that primarily affects birds. But in the late 1990s, there was this new strain of bird flu that went to humans, and this was what really changed things and got it on everybody's radar. Mm-hmm. But there are constantly new viruses being made. These viruses are clever little bugs, and they change, they mutate, they create new organisms. And fortunately, we have this new technology, this mRNA vaccine, the monoclonal antibodies. And going forward, this is going to be our way of combating, staying ahead of these viruses that keep changing. So we have new armor. This is really has come out of COVID-19. One of the good things is our way of defending ourselves against these viruses, because this is going to be a problem forever. I mean, it's been a recurrent problem. Fortunately, it's been about 100 years since we've had a pandemic, but who knows when the next one will be.
Right, exactly. And I always wonder, frankly, whether any of these things contribute to the, you know, the problems that we have, the day-to-day problems, heart disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, you know, that we don't know because this stuff hasn't been around that long. I can imagine that it might have an impact. I mean, your body is your body, and all these things are flowing around inside your body. Who the heck's going to be, who's going to know whether this stuff causes other problems or not for a long time down the road, right?
I think COVID-19 is going to be causing a lot of problems way down the road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people who have had it, the long haulers, you know, we've talked about that. We can talk more about it next week. But there's this phenomenon where people do have symptoms months later and long haulers. And that's why I'm more concerned about the virus than I am the vaccine. You don't want to get long haulers either. You don't want to get severe COVID. You don't want to get long haulers. And now we have a way to prevent all this, and it's called the vaccine.
The vaccine. All right, there it is. More from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here every week at this time on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.